Good afternoon, KCTA listeners. This is Gracie. I'm the program director here at KCTA, and I'm here with Katie and Kimberly. They are from the American Diabetes Association, and they're here to tell me a little bit more about the American Diabetes Association, some events they have, and general awareness, because November is American Diabetes Awareness Month. Hi, Katie and Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are y'all doing today?
Doing great.
Since you're here, go ahead and tell me about some of the programs that the American Diabetes Association offers.
The American Diabetes Association offers programs and services to people who have diabetes or at risk for diabetes, people that maybe just interested in general wellness and prevention of diabetes. We provide those programs and services, like I mentioned, advocacy, information, all sorts of things. Locally, we offer a day camp for type 1 diabetic children in the summer. It's called Camp Sandcastle, and it's a day camp for the kids who experience summer camp like they wouldn't be able to otherwise. They canoe, they do archery, they do swimming, they do crafts, and they get that full experience with a full medical staff, so the parents don't have to worry about them. And it's really an amazing effort. And then we also have some signature fundraising events that we do here. We do our Step Out Walk to Stop Diabetes, which happened in October. We have our upcoming Tour to Cure, which is April 9th, 2016. And our Father of the Year Gala that'll be coming up in June of 2016 as well.
Oh, sounds like I have a lot of things going on.
We do.
I know you mentioned beforehand that diabetes was a prevalent issue here in Corpus Christi. And I was just wondering if you could give us a little more insight of why that is.
Diabetes definitely is a huge issue in South Texas. And I mean, in all of the United States, it's definitely a big problem. In South Texas alone, there are 86,000 people that are affected by diabetes. And what's so scary is that a lot of them aren't even aware that they are diabetic. You know, the American Diabetes Association, what we really try to do is create awareness and let people know that there are different tests that they can take. It's just a simple test that they can ask their doctor for an A1C check. There's also a new retinal scan that they can ask for that is painless. All they have to do is just go to their optometrist and ask for this scan, and it just checks their retinal. I believe it's retinal displacement, that if there is any signs of it, it'll tell you whether you are at risk for diabetes or if you are suffering from diabetes at the time. So there are many different ways to find out whether you are affected by diabetes, but the numbers are astounding in South Texas, and it's definitely something that we strive to bring more awareness and education to our community.
And there are two different types of diabetes, correct?
Actually, there's type 1 and there's type 2, and then there's also gestational.
Okay.
Type 1 usually starts early on as a child or as a young teenager. That is where your pancreas no longer provides the insulin for your body to regulate your sugar levels. Type 2, that comes on usually a little bit later, but can be led by diet, lack of exercise, and things like that. So type 2 can be reversed. It can't be cured, but it can be reversed and it can be maintained. Type 1 cannot be cured, but type 1, they usually have to be put on insulin automatically to regulate it.
And is there a known cause for type 1 diabetes? Is it genetic or?
Type 1 is not genetic. It's a disorder where your body attacks your pancreas, and no one knows what causes it. Mm. We fund a lot of research and a lot of, we provide a lot of grants and funding for those things for them to keep looking for what causes it and how to cure it. So they're looking at it from both sides. Juvenile onset is type 1, as Kimberly mentioned, and we see kids, we've seen kids as young as 3 diagnosed, all the way up until that adolescent kind of 12, 13, 14. And a lot of these families don't have a history of it, so because it's not genetic, so their learning curve is straight up. they have to learn quickly how to regulate that sugar, what it looks like when the kid runs low, when they run high. Of course, you're checking your blood sugar with the glucose check during the day. Most diabetics check it 4 to 6 times a day. But these parents, we hear them talk, they look for signals, they look for slurred words when their kids are just really lethargic. They know that that's a symptom of a really extreme low or an extreme high. So, and then kids are active. So when those kids are extremely active and they have been running around, but they've had a few carbs, they deplete them very quickly. So they have to be sure to keep checking them when they're very active, as most children are. Mm-hmm. So going back to our type 1 camp, that's why it's really important that our dietitian there on staff, she plans for that. She takes that into account for all the snacks and all the meals that the kids have. It's also really important for type 1s to eat pretty often. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't skip a meal. It's a little more challenging for them to do something like that. Because they have to maintain that steady stream of carbohydrate to offset what insulin they have injected themselves with that day.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend that has type 1, and I remember he would always be eating constantly. Mm-hmm. And he made me give him the shot once. I was like, oh, I can't do this. But he just said it was no big deal. He was used to it. But how can parents know if their child might be type 1 diabetic? I mean, what are the symptoms of that? I mean, do you just kind of know?
Signs and symptoms that you look for most often and which are mentioned on our website at diabetes.org mm-hmm. are excessive thirst, frequent urination, lethargy, that doesn't recover after a decent amount of rest, and they're just general malaise and not feeling well. Those sorts of things. And also unexpected weight loss, you know, in the child. And of course, when they're going from that transition period in that adolescent, pre-adolescent, they do sometimes drop that baby weight. Mm-hmm. So it's some parents are, of course, if they're paranoid and they're looking for it, they're quick to say, let's get you to the doctor, get you checked. Mm-hmm. Some parents, you know, they chalk it up to that. We have a camp kid that her parents noticed when they were at Disney World that she wasn't bouncing back like everybody else at night after the rest, you know, and it was Disney World. She wasn't nearly as excited. She wasn't nearly as enthusiastic. And they took her to the hospital, and she had a very high blood sugar. She was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes right away.
Oh, wow.
So that lethargy, like I mentioned, excessive thirst and excessive urination, you know, you think those go hand in hand, and they do. But it's your body needing something else and crying out for a little bit of help.
Wow. I never realized it was so, like, just easily diagnosed like that. You said she was diagnosed within not even that long a time.
Oh, no, not at all. I think she went in, I want to say her blood sugar was at the 700 or 800 level. 100 is about your baseline for not fasting. So anything that goes extremely high or extremely low, deviating from that 100, can cause damage to your body. Over time, you know, you won't see the immediate effects most times, but it taxes your body a lot. It taxes your organs. Everything has to kind of supplement until you get out of that shock of mm-hmm. having a really high or really low blood sugar.
Oh, and so that's where your organization comes in to help people that have it, that don't know if they have it or not.
We try really hard to make it to a lot of health fairs in the Coastal Bend mm-hmm. To get the information into the hands of people that need it the most. The people who think diabetes means you can't eat cake, you know, and that's not really what it is. You know, carbohydrates come in a lot of sneaky forms, a lot mm-hmm. of things that you think, oh, it's healthy, you know, and you go, well, you know, corn is a vegetable, but it's also a starch. So mm-hmm. you have to be really careful with those things. And so we try to get people interested in healthier eating, healthier living, overall wellness. We don't try to overwhelm people and saying, go out, throw everything out in the pantry and but go buy healthy. You know, we try not to overwhelm people because we don't want them to be negative toward what we do. We want them to start with substituting that one thing. Mm-hmm. And then maybe make another substitution, and then, you know, make some really good life changes. It's not a diet. It's got to be your lifestyle. It's got to be the way that you live. Don't deny yourself that one bite of a cookie, you know, but don't eat 5, mm-hmm. you know,
everything in moderation,
everything in moderation. And it's really, it's tough to it's easier said than done, I guess that was what I'm saying.
Oh, definitely.
Our mission, though, is to prevent and cure diabetes and improve the lives of all people affected by diabetes. And the things that we fund, the grants and things that we provide to research and hospitals and scientists and doctors, sometimes that's looking for a cure. Sometimes it's something as simple. I say simple. It's a breakthrough. Long-lasting insulin. A long-lasting insulin is where you take one shot or maybe two in the day, and that, you know, it's a steady stream. What used to be mandatory to correct all the time with a different kind of insulin, they've made strides. They've really, really, really made some strides. And so we really, when we're raising money with all of our events and things like that, we're helping to fund all of those things. And like I mentioned, you know, locally we fund a lot of things and of course attend a lot of health fairs and mm-hmm. do a lot of outreach. But we really, really love to help the people of Corpus Christi. You know, we have some great partners that help us with diabetes education classes and things like that, and just overall wellness.
So you said you do these fundraisers. And again, can you tell me a little bit more about these fundraisers you're doing and the events that you have coming up next month?
Right. So we're actually starting the very first annual Corpus Christi Diabetes Day, and we are super excited about this. We will have a proclamation by the mayor done on November 20th, and we will be at KIII Studios on that day all day from 5 a.m. all the way through the 6 p.m. broadcast. We will have a spin-a-thon aspect to that as a fundraiser. So anybody that wants to come by can drive through and sponsor some time for the cyclers to spin. We will also have screenings and things for people to come by. It's definitely going to be a huge awareness event for us. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that the community will stop and, you know, pick up some education pieces and get screenings and just kind of overall get a better understanding of how diabetes affects our community. In April 2016, we have our Tour de Cure event that's coming up, and that is our big cycling event that we do every year. We will be starting from the Texas State Aquarium, and we'll be going through Portland all the way through San Pent County and back. So we are super excited about that. It's going to be an all-day family event, festival-like, and we'll have music, entertainment, food. It's going to be a great event. We also do our Step Out Walk that we do every year, and that just passed in October. I couldn't have asked for a better and more beautiful day. That day we were definitely blessed with an absolute just gorgeous weather, and people absolutely had fun. It was a great event. So you know, we have our Father of the Year event as well, so we have lots of events that we do throughout the year, but right now we are focused on our Corpus Christi Diabetes Day and our Tour de Cure. And Tour de Cure registration is open. If you would like to register, it's at www.diabetes.org/coastalbendtour, and you can find all information that you need there. But if you do have any questions, you can always give us a call at our offices at 361-850-8778, and we'll be more than happy to either help you find resources if we can't do that for you. So we definitely we love to help our community, and that's what Katie and I are most passionate about.
Well, y'all are awesome ladies for doing this. I really appreciate y'all doing this.
Thank you so much for having us. We would love to invite the KCTA listeners to come out November 20th to our Corpus Christi Diabetes Day at KIII Studios. We will be there from 5 a.m. all the way through the 6 p.m. broadcast. Please stop by, come and talk to us, get some education on diabetes, and help us fund our mission.